You know, every week we come to celebrate the body of Christ. And we come through communion. Communion comes from a Latin word. And it's the same Latin root for communication. Because can you imagine what would happen if our bodies did not have communication between all the parts? Our bodies are wonderfully and complexly made. I had an example of that. I had myself two Starbucks coffee Americanas with extra shots and a cup of Death Wish coffee. Then I went about shopping because I was tired and I wanted all the energy I had to get as many things done before the girls got home. So part of my shopping was to go to Harbor Freight and pick up some zip ties to tie the crates together because our girls are very visual. So we have stacked crates, short sleeves, tops, shorts, sleeveless. Anyway, you get the idea. The shorter the sleeve, the shorter the pants length for them to be able to see what they've got and actually pull it out and be able to put it away. Otherwise, it gets dumped somewhere where I can't see, and they think, oh, Grandma's never going to know that it's there, right, sometimes? Okay. Well, I knew that I was sensitive to caffeine. I didn't really know why. I've had my genome broken down and dissected. The report's about 1,000 pages long. I haven't had time to read that. I skipped to the good stuff. At any rate, I'm shopping there in Harbor Freight, and I start feeling really fuzzy, and my words aren't coming out right, and, you know, I just want to get out of there, and I get done, stick my credit card back in my wallet. That's the last thing I remember until I feel jolt, jolt, and they're loading me into the ambulance. Apparently, my caffeine habits were not what my body wanted. I slowly metabolize caffeine. So all that caffeine sticking in my system drove my heart to beat very, very fast. And after a while, it started skipping beats and made me dizzy enough to faint. Well, when I fainted, I hit my head. Blacked out. So here I am, blacked out, and my heart stopped. So luckily, I mean, God had this planned, because there was a doctor in line behind me and a nurse, too. They started CPR, which they did aggressively for about 5 minutes until they could get an AED and one shock, and I was back in rhythm. My heartbeat was still erratic. I still had all that caffeine in my system. It would take me about 3 days to clear it out. But, you know, all along, there were some things I knew that I had problems with. I knew that my body did not communicate with me well, and it could not communicate with others if something like this happened. I can't take morphine. It stops my breathing. I can't take Demerol. It drops my blood pressure to be about 45 over zip. I can't take codeine. If they gave me Narcan, they would kill me because I have very sensitive opioid receptors. I am lucky that I've only been given opioids in a hospital because otherwise I would be dead. But you see, my body is trying to tell me these things, but I'm not listening. Now, the body of Christ, when we get together, we think we love everybody and everything's good, but sometimes we don't communicate. Sometimes we don't open our mouth to enunciate the things that I should have had at least written on a medical alert bracelet, because Ed and I were jokingly talking about it. I need to get that medical alert bracelet. If they find me down somewhere, what are they going to do to me? They give me lidocaine? Oh, I don't metabolize lidocaine. So two shots of lidocaine would kill me. That's my last cardiac arrest. They gave me lidocaine with carbocaine with a shot. What happens in the body of Christ if we don't communicate? Things come to a stop and feelings get hurt that shouldn't be hurt. And we do all love each other, and we are all in this together. And it's because of love, God's love, that we are the body of Christ. So let's live in love and do the harder stuff, like talking to each other or giving some signals. and extending grace to each other if we come across too harshly. But just sometimes spit it out and let it be known. That's what we do every Sunday. As we sit here and we say, we are the body of Christ. We are Christians. And we spit it out and we get there. So join me in the Lord's Supper.